Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where it's safe to say that it has been a long time that Americans have been worried about divisions in the fabric of our society. Political divisions, cultural divisions, divisions based upon race, religious faith, you name it. There are fissures in America that seem so serious that they may have reached the breaking point. And there's a provocative article that appeared in Reason magazine by J.D. Tuccelli, who wrote America's divisions may have passed the tipping point. He cites a number of surveys that show that that may indeed be the case. So what is to be done about it? And if those divisions really do become what people have talked about as a civil war or a culture war or some kind of separation in the country, what is to be done to avoid that? People thought you were solving that problem by electing Joe Biden for president. Well, not so fast. The idea of bringing America together has been this administration's most conspicuous failure, in my opinion. J.D. Tuccelli is a former managing editor of Reason.com and a current contributing editor. And it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show, J.D. Do you go by J.D. or?
J.D. is great, absolutely.
Okay, terrific. First of all, when you talk about a tipping point and you cite these various academic studies about division and separation, what you begin by saying is that a lot of people, and myself included, thought that we would come together and unite over facing down COVID-19. I mean, with close to a million Americans now having died, that seems to be a pretty serious external threat. Why did efforts to try to bring us together fail so conspicuously on this issue?
Historically, you know, it should have brought us together. External threats usually drive feuding and, you know, family members to bond together. They'll drive nations, eventual divisions, back together. But this time, very obviously, COVID-19 did not have that effect on the country. And that puzzled a group of political scientists who did a study on it, and they put together a simulation. And what they found is that polarization can be, you know, can be brought back together, can be cured or solved by external threats, but only up to a point. Once the polarization gets bad enough, they compared it to a melting down nuclear reactor. You reach a point where you reach critical mass and you can't reverse it, or you don't know when that point's going to be, but it becomes extremely difficult to turn back from that point. And that seems to have happened with COVID-19 as we passed a point where an external threat no longer drove us back together. It instead became another thing to fight about.
Okay, how do you think that works out? I was discussing on the air yesterday a report by a medical professor at Stanford Medical School, who says that the Omicron may actually help to make the entire pandemic and the entire threat just endemic, where it would be something like the flu, and we will all move beyond this. Do you think that that kind of optimism is warranted?
Well, for COVID-19, I think we probably will move beyond it. The question is whether the underlying divisions are something we can move beyond. So COVID-19 at some point is going to fade into the rearview mirror. I mean, it's going to turn into an endemic bug that we just learn to live with. That's my guess anyway. But it's not clear that the other element, that's our political divisions, can be resolved so easily with time. I mean, time instead seems to be driving us further apart. People are getting angrier. When they do surveys of Republicans and Democrats, they voice increasingly negative, dehumanizing opinions about each other. They're immoral, they're subhuman, violence is justified to keep them from exercising power. You know, these come up time and time again. And this study suggests that we reached a point where people are no longer responding to external threats by bonding together and putting aside, at least temporarily, the differences. Instead, they're using that or looking at that as another thing to fight over. I mean, each side cites different experts. They cite different policies. They pursue different policies. So what happens from, you know, going forward? And COVID-19 will go away, but these divisions don't look like they're going to go away anytime soon unless we do something very different than what we've been doing in the past.
And what would that very different thing be that we would need to do? I mean, one of the things that's striking to me about this moment in our politics is that both sides not only disagree with the other side, but they suspect the motives. You will not find a lot of people on the right who say, well, the progressives in Congress, they're well motivated. They actually are trying to do the right thing, help poor people. And by the way, and on the left, they won't look at the people who are supporting President Trump or his viewpoints and say, well, he's wrong in what he wants to do, but he actually, what he's trying to do is ensure election security. He is actually trying to give people more of a buy-in on the COVID-19, whatever. There seems to be no willingness at all to even acknowledge that there is decent motivation from one side or the other.
I think it's exactly right. Both sides assume bad faith, and obviously there are other factions in the country, people who have different points of view, but large portions of the population have cohered into Team Red, Team Blue, Republican, Democrat, whatever you want to call it. And they assume bad faith on each other's side. They assume that the other side does not adhere to the norms of liberal democracy. They assume the other side wants to win ultimate victory and destroy their side. And so that brings, that kind of brings that temperature in the political kettle up to a boil. It makes things much, much worse. So are they right? No. I mean, I think that people, when they do surveys, we know that people assume that those on the other side are more extreme, that they're, nastier, that they're not regular people. But that doesn't matter once you've passed a certain point. In my piece, I kind of compared these two sides. I mean, you want to put some kind of levity in there. So two kids in the back of a car, you know, who are poking and prodding each other, working their way up through really trading blows. And at some point, you have to separate them. And that's probably on a national scale what we have to do to some extent. I mean, the way you do that in a country like ours is decentralize things so that things don't get imposed on the losers by the winners, whichever side is temporarily the losers and whichever side is temporarily the victors. People have to be able to run their own lives. And I think that we had a lost opportunity with the election of Biden. I mean, there's a lot of polling that suggests people were just looking for normality. He campaigned on the idea of returning to normality, moderation, respect for both sides, basically leaving people alone and kind of bringing the temperature down. They didn't get that. And I think that when we saw this off-year election with the election of Doug Youngkin in Virginia and people saying that one of the big things driving them was concern over how the schools were being managed and what was being taught, people, again, were looking to be left alone. They wanted to just be able to run their own lives, have some kind of normality. So I think there's an appetite out there for lowering the temperature. But the sides have to be separated. They can't be allowed to impose their wills on each other, to dominate each other. They have to be, put into opposite corners. We have a federal system that was designed to do that. People have to be able to run their lives according to something like the rules of which they approve and not have rules they despise, imposed by people who they really don't care for.
I know what you're talking about. Secretly, deep down, you're talking about those FEMA concentration camps, right?
I'd like to think that we're not going anywhere near that direction, but let's kind of back away from concerns that might take us off in that direction. And just where people run normal, everyday lives, where they run their businesses and send their kids to school, get them educated as they please, without feeling like some kind of an alien force is being inflicted on them.
Okay, can you hang on for a few minutes more, J.D.?
Of course.
Good, because this is very important. So how do you separate people? We are already going through what some demographers call the big sort, where liberals are more likely to move to California and conservatives are more likely to move to Texas. Is that what we need? or more. We'll get to that with J.D. Tuchilli, the author of America's Divisions May Have Passed the Tipping Point. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, speaking with J.D. Tuchilli of Reason Magazine. He has a provocative piece that is worth reading over because it really does raise questions about the country's future. The piece is called America's Divisions May Have Passed the Tipping Point, and it appeared in Reason just a few days ago. Okay, J.D., when you're looking ahead to all of this, we have an election coming up, a midterm election, and then we, of course, have a presidential election, and we have the, to me, horrifying prospect of having a rerun of Trump versus Biden. By the way, how would you feel about, again, another round of old Joe with old Don going at it, hammer and tong?
Like Groundhog Day had gone terribly, terribly wrong. That's a contest I don't ever want to see, and if we do see that, I'm just going to assume we're trapped in some kind of a dystopia.
No, it's awful. But see, that is the one thing that scares me most, is that I think the American people are looking for resolution. They just announced that they reached a verdict in five of the six counts on the Ghislaine Maxwell case about helping Jeffrey Epstein do unspeakable things. Again, we can reach decisions in the court system. We've seen a bunch of fairly reasonable outcomes for high-profile trials, ranging from Ahmed Arbery to Kyle Rittenhouse, and that seems to work. But why can't we get some kind of political reform so that our governing institutions can work? Are we really that gridlocked? That deadlocked in terms of our national divisions?
When you ask too much of a political system that exercises power over people of vastly differing preferences, we probably it probably is too much to ask. Democracy is the least bad political system. I mean, that's the cliche about it, but it's the liberal democracy part of it, the idea that there's society beyond government that is so important. And I think that we've been squeezing out a lot of that liberal part, which is especially important when people want very, very different things from the schools, from the way they run their businesses, from the way they live their lives, their lifestyles. We know that increasingly political affiliation, partisanship, is correlating with lifestyle choices. I mean, everything now has become a marker of political division, which makes it increasingly easy to target those bad people over there who live differently than you. It also separates you from them, so they run into them less often and can treat them as some kind of an alien other, because they are different from us in so many different ways. So we are asking too much of our political system, and maybe we need to ask less of it and also move where a lot of the decisions are made in our system down the food chain, the way originally was. I mean, this was originally a federal system. The states are supposed to matter more than the federal government. At this point, I'm not sure that's even enough. A lot of our states are vastly more populous even than the whole country was at its founding. The decision-making probably has to move further down the food chain than that, at least at the county level. I'd love to see more things left to individuals. I mean, school choice, so you can decide on the family level what your kid is taught. You don't have to argue about it with politicians you dislike or with neighbors with whom you just disagree, but are otherwise perfectly fine people. We should ask less of a political system and leave more to individual choice and to decentralized decision-making.
Is there anybody out there you think is talking about that meaningfully right now as we look forward to the next administration?
You know, on a political level, there are people who I think are reasonable. I think that Paulus, the governor of Colorado, seems like a reasonable guy among the Democrats. I think that Peter Meyer, representative for the Republicans in Congress, is a reasonable guy. There are certainly others. But as organizations, as political factions, and that's how these decisions get made, the idea that they're going to surrender power and let people make their own decisions, which would make them less important as political players, seems unlikely, even though it's what we need. So even though I can point to individuals and say these are hopeful, reasonable individuals, factions themselves, the major political parties and the larger movements behind them, don't give me reason to feel optimistic about the future, which is why I pointed to some other examples in the piece. I mean, there's a political science professor, a professor at the University of California, San Diego, who does work for the CIA analyzing the stability of other countries. And that group is not allowed to apply its analysis to the United States itself, but she did so on her own. And she warns that we're at risk of actual, and she used the phrase, civil war. She says we're actually close to high risk, high risk of civil war. That doesn't mean armies are blue or gray in the field, but it might look like Italy in the 1970s, which is nasty enough. We don't want that. We don't need more civil strife. We need to diffuse things, get the reactor so that it doesn't melt down, that political reactor, and get back to something like a civil way of life in which people can make their own decisions and not have to battle their neighbors over major points of a disagreement.
Yeah, very well said. Do you fear, as I do, that we're going to have a close election? I mean, more of an election like 2000, which was a genuinely close election. And if we do, and even if we don't, I mean, the Trump-Biden election, frankly, just wasn't that close. And yet there are people still arguing that it actually went the other way and that Trump was really the rightful president. Whoever wins, isn't it likely that each side will contest this next election after what we've just been through?
It's not just likely, it's almost predestined. At this point, when you look at the polling, the Republicans and Democrats, significant factions and significant percentages, don't consider the other side to be legitimate and consider any loss to the other side to be unacceptable. These are fundamental premises that you cannot have in a liberal democracy, because they don't allow for the idea that you can lose an election, which inevitably happens in a legitimate system. So it's inevitable, I think, that whoever comes out on top in the next series of elections is going to be, called illegitimate, called a cheat. Whatever can be raised to erode the legitimacy of their win will be raised by the side that lost that election, even though, the wheel turns around with each election and somebody else be out on top again. No one can accept the loss anymore, and that's extremely dangerous.
Yeah, did you see there was a poll recently where it showed that for the first time Kamala Harris was like 1 point ahead in approval. She was at 43%, Biden was at 42%. Only one figure in our entire government had a positive rating in terms of approving of his job. You know who it was?
I'm not sure who's still polling positively these days, so you have to tell me.
It's Chief Justice Roberts. Which really goes to, with so many of these big and crucial decisions coming up with the Supreme Court, the most important thing is not the way each decision goes, but maintaining some kind of integrity and confidence and acceptance of the court. Jay Duccicilli, great job here on the air and in your provocative piece. Look forward to having you again. I hope to talk about some positive developments. And what about the development in the Epstein case? We'll get to that coming back on the MedVet Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flights continue to be canceled and delayed.
FlightAware saying 2,000 flights into, out of, and within the United States have been canceled or delayed. They say 800 flights have been canceled and more than 1,200 have been delayed. Winter weather and COVID-related staffing issues are disrupting air travel. The CDC is shortening the recommended times people need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling NBC's Today Show the time is cut from 10 days to 5 as long as they wear a mask around others for at least 5 more days.
And we generally know that most of your transmission potential happens in those 1 to 2 days before you have symptoms and those 2 to 3 days after.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Decision seems to have been made in this great and tormented and deeply divided republic. The decision about the fate of Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the extremely tarnished press baron in Britain, who died some time ago. She, of course, was the consort, apparently off again, on again, of Jeffrey Epstein, who killed himself in prison. The entire thing is so unseemly and so corrupt and so despicable. She was found guilty on 5 of 6 counts. The only count in which the jury couldn't decide was the count of enticing a minor for the purpose of sexuality, but she has been convicted of sex trafficking of a minor, transporting a minor across state lines, all together with the fallen billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. And Ghislaine Maxwell is just turning 60, so it is very likely she will be imprisoned the rest of her life. I really don't think it's going to be particularly edifying to replay again some of the excesses of his lifestyle. What, of course, is important is there need to be questions about some of the very prominent people, most prominent probably Prince Andrew, the daughter of Her Majesty the Queen. She should live and be well. But other people, including former President Clinton, and he was former president at the time, and many others who have achieved great prominence, have not been charged with any misdeeds, were potentially involved with what was going on Jeffrey Epstein's sort of independent island kingdom. I don't know where it goes from here or which prosecutors are going to pick up the trail. What is very, very clear is that previous prosecutions of Jeffrey Epstein on some of his misdeeds were extremely sloppy and did not proceed with the right kind of vigor to expose some of these details. We, I'm sure, are going to be hearing much more about this as the days go on. Not something I particularly look forward to. You'll notice how little I've talked about this case on the air. That doesn't mean I don't want to see justice done. I do. But it's like the Cosby case, except it's, of course, infinitely worse than the Cosby case because there are more cases of people. One girl who testified under the alias Jane was 14 years old and met Epstein and Maxwell at summer camp, a camp that he was supporting with his donations, apparently. Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of 5 of 6 counts, most serious of which is sex trafficking of a minor. Okay, we're talking before about with J.D. Tocile, who I think is right, is that part of the way you get away from politics dominating everything is to get away from government dominating everything, because we simply have too many things that are determined not by individuals or even city councils or committees or congregations. They're determined by elected politicians and political decisions, which seems to take over our whole life and the life of our country in a very negative way. And part of the longing that people felt that got Joe Biden elected was this longing for somehow bringing Americans together and stopping the sense of the other side is absolutely evil. And as a result, and it was one of those things, you've talked about it, I imagine, many of you. I have talked about it off the air. Something that Joe Rogan, the enormously popular podcaster, said, actually has brought back a focus on what many of us believe is probably the most electable politician on either party in the United States right now, is somebody who... Joe Rogan, despite the fact that he's not an outspoken liberal, someone who Joe Rogan seems to have almost endorsed. That someone would be a former first lady. No, not Hillary Clinton. It's Michelle Obama. Listen to what he had to say about all of the many reasons that Michelle Obama is vastly preferable as a candidate or a potential president to Kamala Harris, who would, of course, be an unmitigated disaster. This is Joe Rogan, clip one.
I really believe if Michelle Obama runs, she might win. She wins.
Yeah.
I think she wins.
She's good.
She's great.
Yeah,
she's intelligent.
Yeah.
She's articulate. She's
right.
The wife of the best president that we have had in our lifetime in terms of like a representative of intelligent, articulate people. She could win.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that would stop is if she bought into some of these policies that are destroying businesses in America.
Okay, and he's talking about lockdowns and mandates, which he doesn't like. First of all, I don't agree with him that Barack Obama was the greatest president of our lifetime.
I'm not even close. I think that both Presidents Bush were greater presidents, and of course President Reagan is a president of our lifetime and of his, and is a vastly more successful president. But what's fascinating to me is that there is a series of reports from Britain and from the Daily Mail, where they actually have a whole chart here of the odds that are being provided by British odds makers, because they bet on everything in Britain. I mean, they bet on how many times you're going to burp. They can't control themselves. And they have everybody rated here in terms of the odds. And the leading candidate for president, according to the odds, at 3-1 against him. In other words, you would get three times the amount of money if you selected him to win, and he actually does. 3-1, Donald Trump. The next most likely, Joe Biden. And that's 4-1. Now, never mind those of us who think, and I do, that neither Joe Biden nor President Trump are ultimately going to run. Kamala Harris is next, 5-1. So Donald Trump, 3-1, Joe Biden, 4-1, Kamala Harris, 5-1. I think the odds are should be much worse for Kamala Harris. It seems to me inconceivable that she could win the nomination. Ron DeSantis is the next leading Republican. He's at 9-1. Then Mike Pence at 14-1. Then in order of where they stand in terms of the odds, Nikki Haley, Pete Buttigieg, then Michelle Obama. And at the same odds as Michelle Obama, Beto O'Rourke. Now, I don't understand that at all, unless they actually believe he's going to win for governor of Texas. But we will see. Who else is on that list? There are some real surprises, but intriguing ideas. More intriguing, perhaps, than Michelle Obama. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the Daily Mail, which is a broadsheet. It's a tabloid. It's not a broadsheet. The Daily Mail, I believe, is one of the leading tabloids in Britain. The broadsheets are what's like the Times of London. Once upon a time, I wrote for the Times of London. In any event, they have a analysis of all of the odds makers putting together the odds for the next American president. And the odds have to do with not who's going to win the nomination. It has to do with who's going to win the presidency. And this goes together with Joe Rogan commenting, and I think he's right, that if Michelle Obama chose to run, she would be a formidable candidate. Would she be a good president? I kind of doubt it, because of her ideology. But would she be a formidable candidate? Just look at the sales of her book. Her book, I believe, now counts as the best-selling biography in terms of immediate sales. I think she sold 15 million copies. And if you talk about somebody spending $30 for a book, that's a commitment. And a lot of people look to Michelle as a sort of a Barack Obama with a more cheerful, positive edge. And does that give you 50% or more of the American people? No, but you don't need that. You just need it in the right states, in the right places. I mentioned there were some other intriguing names on this list, with Trump rated 3-1 odds against him. Paul Ryan makes the list. Odds, according to them, 25-1 against Paul Ryan. Eric Holder, 25-1, and then he's followed by Tucker Carlson, 33-1. I would say, with all due respect to Mr. Carlson and his very successful television show, the odds against him would be much more, should be much higher than 33-1. Jeff Bezos is also 33-1. Glenn Youngkin is 33-1. And Dan Crenshaw is somebody else people should be talking about. He has been speaking out against some of the more extreme and irrational and cult-like aspects of the Republican Party. The Navy SEAL hero, the outspoken, very conservative Republican from Texas, could be a formidable contender. but probably with such a crowded Texas field and Ted Cruz planning to run, and he's all but said that he will run again, people talking about Greg Abbott as a potential candidate, certainly if Beto O'Rourke actually won the governorship of Texas and he's running, he would be a formidable Democratic prospect for the nomination. I also don't think he could win. But Bernie Sanders is listed 33-1, Oprah Winfrey 33-1, Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas 33-1, and Elizabeth Warren 35-1, Marco Rubio 33-1, and also 33-1, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. That's not entirely a fantasy. He keeps saying he's interested in the presidency. He's probably a more likely candidate and probably a more formidable candidate than Matthew McConaughey. Now, how would The Rock start rolling down the hill toward the presidency? Or basically, there's a California governor's race coming up where obviously, no Democrat is going to beat Gavin Newsom. And no straight-out Republican is going to beat Gavin Newsom either. Well, you saw what happened with Larry Elder, where it wasn't really close at all. What could happen would be there will be some kind of conservative Republican candidate going through the motions running in a very, very Democratic state. And if that is the case, and The Rock is running as an independent, I think it becomes very interesting for the governorship, because the way it works with the governorship in California is it is what they call a jungle primary. In other words, if The Rock gets more votes than the Republican candidate, then he gets to run one-on-one with Newsom, and don't bet on Newsom. And if Dwayne Johnson is elected governor of California, which I think would be a better development than Gavin Newsom continuing indefinitely in office, if that occurred, would he not be a potential either Republican or independent, or who knows, Democratic candidate for president? It's a fascinating prospect. Another politician was lost over the weekend. Not over the weekend, it's over the last 48 hours. Harry Reid. And this was one of the things that rock star Greg Tomlin wrote about Harry Reid, who died at age 82. He said, I hardly ever agreed with him on policy, but one thing there is no disagreement about is this: his story is uniquely American. He came from nothing, and he rose to the highest seat of power in the U.S. Senate. And here was Reid back in 2008 appearing on C-SPAN and talking about his own upbringing in Searchlight, Nevada. Listen. Clip 3.
My parents were uneducated. My dad didn't graduate from the 8th grade. My mother never graduated from high school. Searchlight was a town where the number one business wasn't mining. Mining was gone. My dad worked in the mines when he could. It's prostitution. I went to a school where it started out with two rooms. I went to school, grades 1 through 4, had a teacher, wanted to get to the 5th grade with the big kids. I got to the 5th grade, there weren't enough kids for two teachers, so one teacher taught all 8 grades. Religion, there wasn't a church ever in that town, ever. I've searched back. I talk about my history of Searchlight. But I tell kids, it doesn't matter how much money their parents have, how much education their parents have. Don't be embarrassed about the house you have. And that's what I tried to book. And, you know, I have a nice suit on now and a tie, and you can do okay.
Yeah, you can do okay. By the way, I found out reading the obituaries, he was a convert to the Mormon faith. He converted in college at Utah State University. Meanwhile, there is a new film coming out that is worth your consideration. There's probably a bunch of new films for the weekend and the New Year's. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winner Olivia Colman plays a middle-aged professor on vacation in Greece who strikes up an unlikely friendship with Dakota Johnson as a wealthy and glamorous young mother in The Lost Daughter, now streaming on Netflix.
You don't have kids?
Yes, I have two daughters.
What were your daughters like when they were little?
Children are a crushing responsibility.
And this disturbing but expertly crafted film flashes back and forth in time with a focus on the main character's pained relationship with her own children when they were both very young. Based on a novel by the popular cult writer Elena Ferrante and written and directed by actress Maggie Gyllenhaal in her impressive directing debut, the movie keeps you guessing about what's really going on screen with an abundance of subtle, intriguing, but ultimately confusing hints. It's rated R for some harsh language and graphic sexual flashbacks. 2.5 stars for The Lost Daughter, where even the title raises unanswered questions. There are unanswered questions, and it's a kind of movie where you're left at the end, perhaps even arguing with somebody you've seen it with about what you actually just saw, what really happened there. There are flashbacks back and forth between a younger and an older version of the main character, who probably will get an Oscar nomination, another one, for Olivia Colman, who's terrific in the film. We have a bunch of other films coming up tomorrow, Thursday, because of their being released in advance of New Year's weekend. There's a film in the Kingsman series, this called The Kingsman, and it's a historical romp that actually gets a lot of historical details right, believe it or not, about World War I, but proposes kind of a comedic, dramatic, alternate reality. We have the latest Matrix film, The Matrix Resurrections. Is that worth actually resurrecting as a franchise? We'll give you our fearless opinion. And Cyrano, about not a big nose this time, but a little guy, Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, in an adventure romance sacrifice film. You know the story. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.